Hey guys, so the audio quality might be slightly less on this. I believe this is actually episode 22 of Riotcast. Now, the podcast isn't over, and I did just kind of take some time off after my fight there. I definitely needed some time to mourn the death of my friend, you know, Tyler, and he's been on the podcast a million times. I was going to stop the podcast, but Cheyenne was like, no, you got to keep doing it. And I'm like, okay, but I've got to take some time off, like, every time I think about doing it, I get upset, and when I try to do it, I'd get upset, and like, it's just, it's been shitty without him, I'm not gonna lie. But I mean, I started that new job at Marina K, and it's been awesome. I'm a manager, I make like $15 an hour, and I make tips, and that's crazy, and like, it's weird, because the boss is nice, so if I screw something up, you know, it's usually nothing significant, but he'll just be like, hey man, it's okay, but like, let's, you know, do this in the future. And it's always weird because, like, I'd mess up, like, $12 worth of plastic at Northern Plastics once every, like, 6 months. And, like, I get screamed at and cussed at. And, like, so in some ways life is worse, you know, just not having Tyler. But in a lot of ways it's better because this job's awesome, even though it does take away from my training schedule a little bit. I've been extremely busy. I mean, like, there's been overtime, all sorts of stuff. Like, one day someone called out and I ended up just having to do 12 hours because I'm the manager, and you know, I opened that morning. It was really, really irritating because no one would come in. But yeah, I mean, this new job. So what I do is I manage the dock, and people come in. They rent boats. I put them on their boats. I send them out, and like typically when they want a driver, they've got more experienced guys up at Whitefish Marine, which owns us, and they make them drive for them. But one day, they weren't available. They were just swamped in work. I'm literally about to clock on at work. And he's like, hey, Wyatt. My boss says, hey, Wyatt. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you're a driver today. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, you're going to drive a boat today. And I was like, okay. And I just owned it. But I had never, ever driven a boat before other than like parking them at the marina, which is like, I don't know, maybe I'm on the boat for a total of 2 minutes. And so I took out this group of people who were partying, and I mean my whole day was just like hanging out with them, and like the one person kept trying to give me beers, and I was just like, I took the one because they were like, no laws when you're drinking White Claws. I drank that, and I showed them a good time. I meant to take them to what's called Wild Horse Island. It's this massive island, and I took them to the islands before it, thought that was Wild Horse Island, and turned around, doubled back because, you know, their time was almost up. And at this point, the weather had gone from, like, sometimes sunny, sometimes, like, crazy storms to, like, dangerous, just downright dangerous. And, like, the waves are huge, and, like, these people have to pee every 5 seconds, and they're, like, peeing off of the boat, which I'm not supposed to let them do, but I did. And one guy, he, like, in the middle of it, there's, like, 5 foot waves. Like, the boat is going crazy, and he's like, hey, I gotta take a piss break. And so I let him take a piss break. And he's on the front of the boat, and a giant wave comes under us while he's peeing, and, like, this thing was massive. And then it lifts us up, and it, like, springboarded him into the air while he was pissing. And he fucking falls into the water, and he landed, like, right where he was pissing, and he, like, pops up and just starts screaming. He's like, ew! And he's wasted. And he gets back in the boat, and everyone's laughing, and, like, the water was so bad, the waves were so bad, that, like, it was, like, trying to come into the pontoon, even if I was just, like, barely moving above neutral. And it was a real scary situation there for me for a bit, but I managed to get him back, and, like, I cut through the crazy-ass waves like a G, even though I had never driven a boat. And, other than that, my work's been pretty chill. I mean, it gets busy. I make crazy tips sometimes, and then, at the time I'm recording this, which is actually August 7th, I left work last night at, like, 8:30, and I'm at a gas station. I'm just getting gas, and, like, I think I got, like, a protein bar or something, because I was hungry. And I'm walking out, and Julian, of all people, is sitting there filling up a car, and he, like, waves at me, and, like, so him and I start having a conversation, and, like, it turns out him and I really don't have any beef other than, like, his coach, who's in prison now for being a piece of shit, would, like, kind of try to twist the truth to Julian. And then, like, Julian wasn't aware of, like, all the sneaky shit Jesse was trying to do on my end, obviously. So him and I had a good conversation. It was crazy. You always think your opponent's gonna be a dick, but they're usually nice, so And like I've bumped into opponents before and been friends with opponents before. Well, not been with, made friends with beforehand. And I don't know, he's a really cool dude, and like he's doing a similar job to me. He works for some yacht club, so he makes more in tips, but I think I make more an hour. And when you have to fight someone is weird, because like I mean I remember everyone was telling me how he's gonna knock me out and this and that, and I remember like thinking he was like this freaking giant massive mountain, and some of it's because I'm like actually growing into adult size now, but it's like I remember he was like this giant guy, and he had like muscles and stuff, and like I'm talking to him and he's thin as a board, like I'm way thicker muscle wise, and like he's like my height now, and like growing up's weird because I remember like he seemed like a mountain just, you know, a little over a year ago. So I don't know. I spent a lot of time having beef with someone I guess I didn't really have to have beef with. I mean, like, I guess his coach was just kind of like trying to pit him against people and like create bad blood. Like, it wasn't just with me. And really, it was just his coach's issue. So I'm actually gonna. I invited him to like come try out SBG. So, I mean, potentially have a training partner and a guy that at one point was like a rival. So I don't know, that's cool, I guess. And then, man, yeah, life's just been kind of crazy. I mean, it's definitely gotten better. Definitely still miss Tyler a lot. I mean, that's just gonna suck for a long time. But I don't know. Yeah, I mean, my job is better. Like, I'm making more money. I have a lot less free time, but that's okay, 'cause at the other job, it felt like I had less free time than I have now, even though I had more, and it was just purely because, like, I was miserable 40 hours a week, 40 plus hours a week, and then I had 2 days to, like, not hate life. And now it's like every day is all right. And then, you know, obviously the days I have off, like Sundays off with Cheyenne, those are usually pretty fun because I don't have to train on Sundays. But, I don't know. I'm at a point where, like, I think what I need to do next is get a job that works with my training schedule. That's not something I hate, like Northern Plastics, and really just grind time. I want to try and fight. Okay, so I fought twice since I've been 20, I think. So I need to get in one more fight, which I'm going to do in September. And then after I turn 21, hopefully I can fight in like November. And I want to fight 4 times the year I'm 21. If not more, honestly. If I'm not taking damage in fights, I want to turn it right around into another fight. I plan on 21 going into 22 being chaos, and then 22 into 23 more, and then 23 I want to turn professional. So, I mean, it's definitely grind time. I'm gonna keep this episode hella short because I kind of just want to let you guys know that, like, I haven't quit. It's just like when I have time, I'm training, and when I don't have time, I'm like at work or training, and yeah. And so it's been crazy. I plan on I'm gonna make this podcast a little nicer than it used to be. Like, I have the mic. I'm not gonna get a second one just yet, but like I do want to start having guests on more often. So like I'll probably do Justin next week. Cheyenne said she might even do an episode, which is cool. And yeah, I mean, I'm not going back to once a week just yet. I mean, it might still be kind of spotty, but like, I'm gonna try to put one out next week too, just so you guys get some consistency from me. But definitely by the end of summer, I'll be back to like a consistent schedule. And I appreciate all the listens I got while I was away. I even had some people message me. Okay, one person messaged me. They're like, yo, they went on my Instagram, which is Wyatt the Riot Daniels. And they were like, yo, is the podcast still a thing? And I'm like, yeah, I just been dealing with, you know, lots of stuff. So yeah, anyways, what else have I been up to? Oh, I've been playing a shit ton of Apex. Like, I got 2 wins today before recording this, and, like, I'm getting decent at it. I remember I really liked it, but none of my buddies played it, so I got rid of it, and then Dylan started playing it, so I got it again. And I've just been tearing it up in Apex. I don't remember the last time I got into a game, like, this much, but I've been really enjoying it. If any of my listeners want to play with me, obviously, send a friend request. But, I'm Kodiak Can on PlayStation, and, just DM me if you can't find that. But, yeah, anyways, I mean, I've been watching the fights and stuff. I remember watching John Jones versus Santos thinking, like, ooh, I should probably do the podcast on this one. But, yeah, I don't know. I took some time off. I feel like I needed it. I feel like it makes the podcast fun to do again. Sometimes it feels like a bit of a chore, but yeah, anyways, I'm gonna go run Lone Pine with Justin, actually, and then after that we might do a podcast episode, and if we do, it'll be out next week, and if we don't, I'll still try to put like something out next week. It just won't be like a full-fledged episode, but I really appreciate you guys tuning in all the time and listening all the time, and like I still got listeners from Ireland, which is crazy, but yeah, no, I really enjoyed the podcast, and, like, I feel like I do an okay job, especially for a 20-year-old who's doing it by himself, but I don't know, guys. Any feedback's appreciated, any tips on, like, tech and stuff is appreciated. I would even have some of the listeners on as guests, provided that, you know, you're either got a strong understanding of, like, martial arts, or do them, or just interesting, I guess. But yeah, anyways, I'm gonna call this an episode, even though it's extremely short. I really appreciate you guys. Have fun out there.